Hello, is Arturo
Hello.
Alvarez there?
Who's calling Arturo Alvarez?
Good evening. My name is Chris and I'm calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Survey. So I'm not filling anything. We're conducting an
Okay.
opinion survey and yes?
Yeah, what you want me to
Yes. Well, your name was chosen at random and your individual answers will be confidential. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Thank you. Just for statistical purposes, what is your age?
45.
Thank you very much. And just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian, black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or
Latino.
American? Thank you. And we know it's still a few weeks away, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia and other local offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
50-50, yeah.
Thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's upcoming elections for mayor in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Six.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say that this year's upcoming mayoral election in November is more important than usual, less important than usual, or about the same as usual?
About the same as usual.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong Democrat.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the city of Philadelphia is headed in, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
I'm okay.
Well, the options that we have is between very satisfied and satisfied, dissatisfied, or satisfied, thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way the city council is doing its job?
I have no idea.
Thank you very much.
Sorry about that.
Or based on observation of what you've seen, do you strongly approve of it, somewhat approve of it, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I would say I approve some, you know, but that's like the criminality over here is really bad.
Okay.
That's the only thing that I don't like about it.
Thank you. We do have a few questions about that, so we'll get there. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in Philadelphia? Would you rate them as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
The school system?
Okay,
I never went in the school, but according to what my child's are attempting, I want to say it's like a regular, it's okay.
We have good and just fair. Which
good.
One do you want me to? Okay, thank you.
Good.
And in your opinion, would you say crime and violence in your area of Philadelphia is getting worse, staying about the same as it has been for years, or getting better, lessening from what it has been?
The crime, right? You say about the crime.
Yes, the crime and violence. Would you say is getting better,
staying
the same, or... Thank you. And generally speaking, how would you rate the overall quality of city services in Philadelphia? Would you rate them as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Now, how would you rate the city street and pothole repair? Would you rate it as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. And how would you rate the Philadelphia Police Department? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Now, some people feel that certain areas of the city get more or better city services than others. Thinking specifically about your area of Philadelphia, do you think your area is getting more than its fair share, or less than or other areas?
It's kind of in the middle.
So would you say it's fair share or more than its fair share? Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues and concerns some people or some others in Philadelphia say they want the next mayor to be focused on. Which of the following do you want the next mayor to be more focused on? And you can choose up to two. So the list goes as follows. Reforming the police department and ending police harassment and racial profiling. Reducing violent crime in the city. Improving the city's K-12 public school system. Addressing juvenile delinquency, addressing homelessness, addressing the opioid epidemic in neighborhoods like Kensington, fixing roads and repairing potholes, reducing taxes, bringing more jobs and greater economic development to all parts of the city, cleaning up trash and illegal dumping, creating more quality, affordable housing, or rooting out corruption in city government.
I would say fighting the crime and fixing the Kensington area. It's really sad what is happening over there.
Fixing the opioid, you said, or the roads?
Yeah, the opioid and all that. It's really sad what happened over there.
So you chose reducing violent crime in the city and addressing the opioid epidemic in neighborhoods like Kensington.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Now, did you vote in the Democratic primary election for mayor of Philadelphia this past May?
No, I did not.
That's fine. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one of the list is Bob Casey.
I have no idea.
You have never heard of him, or you have no opinion or don't know?
I have never heard of him.
Okay, thank you. What about Donald Trump? How would you rate him?
I don't like him.
So in the scale from 0 to 100, where 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, 20. What number would you... Thank you. What about the Republican Party?
I'm okay with them. I would say,
and
I would say 50.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
80.
David O?
I haven't heard of that.
Okay, that's fine. What about Sherelle Parker?
I haven't heard.
Ed Rendell?
No idea.
And Larry Krasner?
No idea.
Okay, thank you. Now, I know it's still a few weeks away, but it's the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia were held today. For whom would you vote? Would you vote for Democrat Sherelle Parker or Republican David O?
Democrat.
Thank you. And how certain are you that you are going to support Sherelle Parker in the election for mayor of Philadelphia? Are you very certain, fairly certain, just somewhat certain, or not at all certain?
Betty.
Very certain. Thank you. Next, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in a mayor. We don't have time to talk about all the candidates, so we will choose one randomly. The candidate we would like to...
I have to drive, like, I want to say, like, in a minute from now.
Okay. Yeah. And, well, we're almost there, so I don't know if you would like for us to call you back.
How long is it going to take us?
Well, we're at 59%.
Call me back in another location because I got to start to drive right now.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time then. Have a wonderful day.
You too. No problem. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Time to drive.